This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now it's Lee Sterling, Doran. And would I be surprising you if I told you that the last two weekends, our guy Lee is 14-4?
Nope. Sounds about right.
The 45-unit plays they handed out, they won them both. They're 68-24 lifetime. So Lee Sterling, I ain't kidding about this. He's about to come on and tell us the future for all the local games this weekend. That's the slate we're talking about. And Lee, you okay with the hurricane, buddy? Everything all right? Your friends okay?
Yeah, appreciate you asking. Yeah, we only had winds of like 30, 35 miles an hour. The only one that loves it, my dog loves to just sit outside in the grass and just enjoy the wind when that happens. But I feel for a lot of these people. I lost a home in Hurricane Andrew. I mean, all that was left of my upstairs was cinder block and a tub.
Geez.
So if anyone's ever been through it, it's no joke. And still 2.5 million people without power. So I feel for these people. If you can do something to help out, you know, I'm housing someone from St. Pete that lost power. So taking care of a family, everyone's got to chip in.
No doubt. Everyone's got to do their part. All right, Lee, there's no easy transition there. So we get to the games. We get to the bets here. All three local college games we're going to talk about and two big-time NFL games, Baltimore's and, of course, the Steelers. Let's start off with Iowa State heading to Morgantown, a three-point favorite on the road under the lights tomorrow.
You wearing the West Virginia polo this week at all?
I'm wearing a jersey right now, my friend.
Jersey?
What Got number? A jersey going. Number 13.
Okay. No Geno Smith jersey?
Not after last night. No, can't do
no.
it.
All right. So, told you, I thought that they were starting to come around. Offensively and defensively, offense looked pretty darn good. Throwing the football, like the way they're attacking. Defense, allowing only 227 total yards, just totally shut down Oklahoma State here. So, you know, what's been in the past, they did blow that 10-point lead to Pitt, but here's the thing. I think they match up against the Iowa State 3-3-5 defense well, and playing at home here, if they get the lead, I think they're going to be trouble here. Wrong team favored. West Virginia outright 30-26.
Let's go. Lee, I feel really, really bad right now, and I know Crowley is really happy, but I feel terrible, guys. Well, you know, a couple of days ago, I found out that Penn State has to drive an hour and a half to Harrisburg to catch a flight to California to play USC. Like, I just feel so bad for them up there. Like, James Franklin.
Did you lay down some strips, some of those spike strips?
Yeah.
So maybe they had to fix a flat tire or two along the way?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough going for them up there. They really have it rough. Penn State is giving 5 points to USC. How you feeling, Lee? I know they're feeling pretty bad that they have to catch that flight.
Yeah, I feel bad for them, too, real bad. Here's an interesting stat. Now, Big Ten, we're seeing teams have to travel two or more time zones to play games and even drive to the airport, a major airport, which is an inconvenience. Teams traveling across two time zones so far this year, 1-7 straight up, 3-5 against the spread. The only outright winner, Indiana, over lowly UCLA. So pay attention to that. You know, I think this could be a season-long trend here. I think Penn State's the better team on paper, better rushing attack, better defense, but they have not faced a quarterback along the lines of Miller Moss, who's completing almost 65% of his passes here. They have a quarterback I still don't believe in, Drew Aller. I mean, he's great against the mid-level and the lower teams, but against Ohio State, Michigan, and Ole Miss last year, didn't get the job done. If you want to lay more than a field goal, you want to go with a team that plays slow, Penn State number 87 in terms of tempo on offense. And how about this? Lincoln Riley, you know, you may have coaches move on, but they practice a certain way in certain conditions. He's 7-1. Lincoln Riley is a head coach as a dog of 3 or more points. You know, he's got to be more intense, got to be a little bit more finer detail as far as preparation here. Wrong team favored. USC outright over Penn State.
Oh, I'm feeling very good about this. And you got Cal. They're doing the two-time zone thing. Coming to the act. Yep. Doran will be on the call on Saturday right here on The Fanly. Who you liking this one?
Doran, did you almost have a coronary watching the play calling late in that game? Pitt throwing the football instead of running it?
You know what? I had all the faith. I had all the faith
they
were going to win. I did.
Okay. No, I thought they would win, but I thought some of the play calling was questionable. So, you know, I'm an outside observer. Didn't think some of even the pass plays that they called were probably the right calls, but they're aggressive and they're probably going to keep doing it. And I think that might pay some dividends against the Cal team here. Defense just not very good. Miami, when they were motivated in the second half, they move right down the field. You do any crossing route on this defense, it's usually going to be successful. Pitt, number 6 in the country in offense, 45.6 points per game here. And Cal coaching staff, how are they going to get this team up off the deck going cross country after that loss last week? And I think it's going to be a tough, tough job here. And Cal, you can use this stat also, 0-10 straight up versus top 25 opponents. We know Pitt is now 22 here. The right team is favored. Pitt, 36-30.
All right, Lee, let's head to the NFL. Yep. The Ravens are giving 6 points to the Commanders. Jayden Daniels has been fantastic this year.
Yeah, he has. And, I mean, when was the last time we were excited about a Baltimore-Washington game? Been a long, long time.
Well, I think RG3 was the quarterback.
Yeah.
For about a year, we were excited. That's about it. Riverboat Ron, he's out, and they moved in a coach who's competent finally, Dan Quinn, replaced just different schemes here, and they finally, as we know, have found a quarterback, and he's spreading the ball around to everyone, getting everyone involved, and that's just led to an infectious attitude in the locker room. And then on top of that, Baltimore up against it. I mean, they had a tough game against the division opponent, which they probably shouldn't have won in overtime. Now they got to face Tampa Bay next week on Monday night and the Browns after that here. Another big upset. Wrong team favored. The Commanders, 31-28.
Guys, all over it here. And now the Steelers, the banged up Steelers on the road, taking on banged up Las Vegas team, Lee.
Yeah, and then there's a lot going on in that this Las Vegas team. Not only are they banged up, I mean, guys not showing up. Diva, Devontae Adams, I mean, I don't know what his beef is. You know, for that kind of money, just play and do your job here. I know the Steelers were in a bad spot. Here's why. A lot of people loved the Steelers Sunday night, laying 2.5 points at home, facing a Dallas team without their top two pass rushers. That's when teams come together. I think Pitt's going to come together. I think they need to run the football here, get it going early here. Maybe a trick play. That might get them spurred. And I think the defense here, which gave up a couple big drives, will also come together and face the Las Vegas team. Switching quarterbacks here, no running game, no number one receiver here, and like I said, an offensive line just not very good here. This is the week you go on the Steelers here, 23-17.
All right, Lee, love it, and your free play.
Free play is going to be the Bengals, who are in desperation mode, laying 3.5, taking on the G-men. First five callers, call 800-400-9741. They'll get Cincinnati and the New York Giants on me, 800-400-9741. And we've never done this before. Normally you've got to be a monthly or season subscriber to get our 40 to 50 unit max wager plays, where we hit both of them the last 2 weeks. We're now 68-24 lifetime on these 40 to 50 unit plays. I know there's a lot of people love to join me, but you know, maybe they're trying it on their own. You know, maybe they're with another service. How about this? 5 plays on Saturday, and it will include a 40 to 50 unit max wager for $55. And also on Sunday, we have another max wager play, 5 for $55, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Locktober, all the best to you, Lee. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Friday next week.
Thanks. See you guys. Take care. Be safe.
You too, Lee. Penn State losing.
Yep.
West Virginia winning.
Yep.
Pitt winning.
Yep.
Steelers winning.
Yep.
Baltimore losing.
Yep.
Couldn't ask for a better set of picks from the future seer himself, Lee Sterling.
That's pretty good.